Welcome back to Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick with the Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition in conjunction with BeginnerTriathlete.com. Each month, the thousands of members of BT nominate a fellow triathlete for the honor. Someone who inspires, someone who shares advice, perhaps someone who's changed their life thanks to multi-sport. Well, Arsi Antiardi, a native of Indonesia, is all of the above. The dog trainer and resident of Venice, California, didn't so much find multisport, however, as multisport found her.
Well, actually, I was, smoking overweight couch potato, not an unusual story in these parts. I had a student pull me into a charity marathon, full marathon, and I got a little bit hooked, and of course, when you do one race, they send you emails for all sorts of things. So I got an email for a $35 triathlon, and being incredibly cheap, I just couldn't pass that up. No clue what I was doing, didn't know how to ride a bike, did my first triathlon in running shorts and a cotton bra the whole way through, as a lark.
And since that time, a lot has changed. Beginner Triathlete of the Month, Arsi Antiardi's story, today on Endurance Planet. When we talk about people whose lives have been transformed by triathlon, we often focus on the physical changes. But that's less what Arsi Antiardi has noticed since she took up the sport.
I mean, I've lost an enormous amount of weight, pretty close to 100 pounds. But mentally, I realize that life is so much bigger than my single path. And that's a lesson that's trickled to every area of my life. A lot of people do charity runs. A lot of people help fellow triathletes. It's just, the world is so much bigger. And there are so many more possibilities. You know, I've done this marathon. I've done this triathlon. There is nothing that I cannot do. And that is not at all the outlook I had when that student pulled me into the charity marathon. I felt I was very limited in what I could do with my life. I thought I was a brainiac, actually, and that was going to be my destiny. And I've somehow turned into a jock, which is a fabulous thing.
And so what was it exactly about that first triathlon that got her hooked?
Honestly, two things, really, is that at my first triathlon, I saw people riding bikes with baskets, mountain bikes with underinflated tires. I saw people doing a very difficult thing in not easy ways with cheer and enthusiasm. And I saw very, very, very fast, clearly very gifted athletes doing the same course. There's just a sense of community about it, and the fact that the last place finishers and the people with, tricky equipment were doing the exact same thing as the people who were, winning the prizes at the end. There's just something so sort of bonding and identifying about it. It's like, running around on the field at the Super Bowl. It's incredible.
In fact, she completed her first half Ironman just over a month ago, and since when she crossed the line, she felt like Andy Potts, who won the race. It's a shared experience. Everyone goes through the same thing to get to the finish. That's one of the things about BeginnerTriathlete.com she likes, too.
The thing I love most about BT is that there are so many people on there who reach their hands out, who multiply their triathlon experience far beyond themselves. It's just, when I'm on there, I do get that sense of community, that idea that it's something so much greater and more beautiful than just my own experience, which is wonderful, but, people pull you in. They help you out. And in life in general, not just in triathlon, I think it is a unique community in that sense, in that it's tremendously supportive and inclusive as far as the sport is concerned, but it, for many people, it goes far beyond that, and it has for me.
Having had to learn how to ride a bike in order to do her first try, biking is her weakest discipline.
So I still struggle with that. I struggle with things like taking my hand off the handlebars and shifting gears, simple things. And it requires the most volume, I think, just in terms of time commitment. But I love it. You know, I love being able to go fast. I love being able to break the speed limit on a bicycle. As far as what comes easy, swimming, I actually swam with my national team in high school, as well as my high school team. So that comes fairly easy. I'm sad to say I can skip a lot of swimming and still get away with doing it fairly well.
So her peers on BT have shared biking tips with her while she shared swimming insights with them. Her swimming tips?
The first thing I usually try to tell them is to relax in the water and stretch out. You want to take up as much space in the water as you can. You really want to get, you know, I love the one-arm drills where you stretch one arm in front and you just kick, because it really gives you a feel for relaxing and floating in the water, getting the streamlined body position and rotating. It's really easy, especially if you do open water with a lot of people around you, as is common in triathlon, to fight the water. You know, it's an overused term, but flow really comes to mind. You know, you learn to through the common drills to flow with the water, instead of trying to fight or squirm through it.
Arcianti Arty has a lot planned for the rest of the multi-sport season, including a bunch of sprint tries and a couple more half Ironmans. But for now, she says she's honored to have been named by her peers the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. For Arcianti Arty and all of the members of BeginnerTriathlete.com, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.